facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Oh, I've got that Friday feeling. I cannot wait to get talking to you today. 1-888-914-9149. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. That's a toll-free number. If you want to call in and talk to me, 1-888-914-9149. It's toll-free. Call's on me. You can also email the show, cale@relevantradio.com, or follow us on Twitter. My personal account, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E, at Cale Clark. That's my handle. Grab onto it. Hang on for the ride. We also have a show account as well, at Cale Clark Show. And you know what? Today, the 23rd of April, is the birthday of one Willie Shakespeare. William Shakespeare, that's right, was born on this day in 1564. And he actually also died on this day. He died on April 23rd, 1616. That's not too many people can say that they died on their birthday. And that was also their heavenly birthday, I guess one could say. Hopefully it's a heavenly birthday for Shakespeare. And we have to talk about the question, was Shakespeare Catholic? Now, if you are not a Shakespeare fan, don't worry, don't turn off your radio, because number one, this is a great mystery story. And number two, even if you don't like Shakespeare, and many people don't, and maybe this is a question we could ask you guys, maybe this is a great listener question. Have you ever read Shakespeare of your own free will? Or were you forced into it in high school English class? And I'm going to tell a little story about that later on. But there's a great Catholic mystery to this. And it also involves one of the great heroes of the Catholic faith, one of the great English martyrs during the bloody persecution of Catholics after King Henry VIII switched over and started his own church called the Anglican Church. Massive persecution broke out against the church. And one of the great martyrs of this period was St. Edmund Campion. And if you don't know anything about Campion, he's one of my great heroes. This is an incredibly inspiring story. I'm going to share this with you later on. And believe it or not, Shakespeare allegedly talked about Campion in coded language in one of his plays. And I'll tell you what that is as we get going. And some of us, as I said, we're kind of forced into reading Shakespeare in high school. And I don't know. Maybe some of us needed to be, I think Lucas at one point, I think producer Lucas was thinking about, was inspired by Shakespeare to become a writer himself at one point, right? Isn't that true?
That's true, yeah. And then, you know.
What talked you out of that, or who talked you out of that?
Well, a person by the name of Matt Foley.
Oh, the motivational speaker, Matt Foley.
The motivational speaker, yeah. He had some really uplifting things to say. And so I was like, you know what? All right, I'm going to listen to you.
Okay, well, let's hear what Matt Foley would say about someone thinking about that type of career.
Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, we got ourselves a writer here. Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Okay. And that is, of course, a clip from Saturday Night Live. The late, great Chris Farley playing motivational speaker Matt Foley. And, of course, later on in that skit, he says, there'll be plenty of time for writing when you're living in a van down by the river.
I live in a van down by the river.
That's right. And, by the way, this could be a topic for another fun show some other time. Chris Farley apparently was a devout Catholic, guys. A devout Catholic.
Wow.
And strangely enough, apparently he was also the class clown growing up. I can't imagine that for one moment. But actually, you know, here's another interesting factoid. Do you know who Chris Farley's brother is?
That I do not know.
His name is Jim Farley. I don't know if he has any other siblings, but his brother's name is Jim Farley. He's the CEO of Ford Motor Company. Did you know that? It's incredible.
No idea.
Yeah, so
that's interesting.
So Jim, if you're listening to the show, if you are a devout Catholic and you're listening to the show, can you please send me a Mustang Mach-E. I want one of those new electric Mustangs. My father worked at Ford, by the way, for his whole career, so I'm a Ford guy. I want to try one of these E-Mustangs, and maybe I could be like the celebrity spokesperson or something. You probably have other plans, but just in case, I am open to those phone calls.
It never hurts to ask.
It never hurts to ask. You have not because you ask not. That's what the Bible says. But let's talk about whether or not Shakespeare himself, Bill Shakespeare, as Matt Foley says, is Catholic or was Catholic. Well, someone who wrote an interesting article about this was a convert, oddly enough, from Anglicanism to Catholicism, Father Dwight Longnecker. I don't know if you've heard of Father Dwight Longnecker, but he actually wrote a book called More Christianity, which I thought was a great title. It's kind of a response to C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity. And C.S. Lewis even says in Mere Christianity that this only gets you in the door. This concept of mere Christianity, what are the basic beliefs, the bare minimum that you need to have to be a Christian? But he says you've got to join a church. You've got to, that gets you in the door, but you've got to pick a room. You've got to pick a church. And we would say, well, there's only one true church, but that's another argument. So Father Dwight Longnecker, when he came into the Catholic Church, he was an Anglican cleric, an Anglican priest. He was ordained as a married Catholic priest. He got a dispensation from celibacy, so he's a practicing Catholic priest right now in the United States. And he wrote this book called More Christianity. It's sort of, hey, well, here's the missing argument. But he also wrote an essay on this for the National Catholic Register on this topic that Shakespeare was actually Catholic. And here's the top 10 reasons that Shakespeare was Catholic, according to Father Dwight Longnecker. Well, one of the things he mentions off the top is that if you're looking for a book on this, by the way, if you're a Shakespeare fan and you want to do some more research on this, Joseph Pierce has written a book called The Quest for Shakespeare. And he's also written a series of guides on classic works, works of Shakespeare, published by Ignatius Press. And producer Lucas, what are those called? Those
Ignatius Critical Editions.
That's right, the Ignatius Critical Editions, yes. And
which
you've
I highly recommend.
Yeah, they give little footnotes where it gives some of the Catholic background on some of Shakespeare's plays, right?
And that's right, yeah. And just in general, because let's face it, sometimes Shakespeare's hard to read.
That is true, to be sure. And so those are by Joseph Pierce. So he also wrote this book called The Quest for Shakespeare and whether or not he's Catholic. So anyway, here's the top 10 reasons why he in all likelihood was. Number one, there were plenty of secret Catholics in Elizabethan England. Elizabeth I, obviously, she created kind of a Catholic sort of a ban on Catholicism, of course, and she turned England into essentially a police state, a Protestant police state. Everyone had to swear loyalty to the Queen, who was Protestant. Everyone had to attend the state Anglican Church. And actually, attendance was taken. And some people refused to go, and those were known as recusants. They were recusants. They were Catholics who just protested against this, ironically protesting against the Protestants, and decided not to go. And if you didn't go, you were actually fined, imprisoned, and then you were fined again. Wow. And the Catholic Church eventually in England went underground, and there was this secret network that developed, and this is really stuff out of spy novels, and in the past we've talked about, speaking of spies, how even in the movies, James Bond apparently comes from a family of recusant Catholics in Scotland. They were in his ancestral home at Skyfall. Remember that movie in Skyfall? I think it came out in 2015. Adele. Let the Skyfall. I'm not going to sing for you, but there was a priest hole in the Bond ancestral home, a hidden passageway where they could hide priests who would celebrate masses. So that's reason number one. There are a lot of secret Catholics in Elizabeth's England, and quite possibly Bill Shakespeare is one of them. Number two, Shakespeare's family. By the way, Lucas, I'm hearing an echo here. Number two, Shakespeare's family. He did have secret Catholics within his family. These recusant Catholics, and the word recusant means refuser. Refused to adhere to Anglicanism. And one of them was Shakespeare's mother. Shakespeare's mother was from a family, her maiden name was Arden. And that was a very well-known, very influential, recusant Catholic family in Warwickshire. In fact, one of the Ardens, one of the relatives, was actually executed for hiding a priest in one of these priest holes. And John Shakespeare, William Shakespeare's father, was fined for refusing to attend Anglican services. Shakespeare's daughter, by the way, and her name was Susanna, Shakespeare's daughter was recorded as being a Catholic. And in case I forget, remind me to tell you more about Shakespeare's wife in just a couple minutes. I think you'll find this really interesting. Number three, the third possible reason, the top 10 reasons that Shakespeare is Catholic, according to Father Dwight Longnecker, a Catholic pamphlet was hidden in the rafters of Shakespeare's birthplace. And this is where St. Edmund Campion comes in again. I'm going to tell you more about him. So very often during these times, Catholics would produce these pamphlets, and they would kind of be spread around and passed around secretly, and evangelization tracts, if you will. And the pamphlet in question was actually written by St. Edmund Campion, who was executed in 1581 at Tyburn Tree in London, hanged, drawn, and quartered. It was an absolutely gruesome execution. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. And the young Bill Shakespeare was living in the house where this pamphlet was found at the time that it was hidden. So that could be a clue. Number four, Shakespeare probably had a Catholic wedding. Oh, yes, I will get to talk about his wife here. Shakespeare married, you know what his wife's name was? Does anybody know? Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway. He married Anne Hathaway in 1582. Why are you laughing, Karen?
Do you think that the actress Anne Hathaway, took that name? I don't know if that's originally.
You know, it's
but it makes me wonder.
It's funny that you said that. It's funny that you said that, because guess what? There is a crazy conspiracy theory out there on the internet that has shaken a lot of people. And I'll tell you what it is. Anne Hathaway's husband is named William. No, I'm only kidding. No, no, I wish it was. But her husband's actual name is Adam Shulman. Adam Shulman. But guess what? Adam Shulman, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. This is not a joke. Adam Shulman looks exactly like William Shakespeare.
Googling now.
Google it now. So there is a theory that has been floated out there that the actress Anne Hathaway and her husband Adam Shulman are actually time travelers.
Okay.
They are, in fact, Bill Shakespeare and his original wife. So a lot of chatter about this on the internet. I don't know. If you compare pictures of this Adam Shulman guy and Will Shakespeare, it's I got to admit, there may be something to this.
Do you think that's Anne Hathaway's actual name when she was born?
I don't know that. Well, you'll have to do some crack research on this.
I think Adam Shulman looks like any handsome person today. I don't know. It's like William Shakespeare. He's like, I think William Shakespeare with a big Elizabethan collar and kind of weird.
Well, some are saying that this is a sign of the enduring love between Shakespeare and his wife. They're so in love that they came back for each other in the modern age.
Okay.
All I can say is that history hath a way of repeating itself. Get it? Hathaway?
It was right there.
It was there. I must admit I stole that from a guy on Twitter. But anyways, I'm not giving him credit. So check's not in the mail for that one. I stole the joke, but it's a good one. It's a good one. And no, I'm not implying that these people are reincarnated or anything like that. No, but I just think it's kind of ironic that, I wondered that too, Karen. I wondered whether she took that as a stage name because Shakespeare's wife was, in fact, Anne Hathaway. So let me know what you can dig up. But I will tell you this. Way back in 1582, Shakespeare did marry the original Anne Hathaway, and they didn't get married. They didn't get married in their local Anglican church, but they scooted off, and they got married by Father John Frith at a tiny little church in a nearby village called Temple Grafton. Now, 4 years after Shakespeare got married to Anne Hathaway, the government accused Father Frith of secretly being a Catholic priest. So, apparently he was an Anglican priest, but may have been a Catholic on the sly. Anyways, was it a secret Catholic wedding? The plot thickens. Well, what about, so this is point number five. So this is reason number five that Shakespeare might have been a Catholic in this top 10 here. Shakespeare wrote very sympathetically about Catholics in his plays. Friar Lawrence in Romeo and Juliet, Friar Francis in Much Ado About Nothing, and his writings also betray an intimate knowledge of Catholic practice and belief. So this is sprinkled throughout his plays. And one of the plays, in fact, that may have contained some Catholic stuff, and I'm going to mention this. I might as well mention it now. Actually, when I was in high school, the Shakespeare play that we did, I was kind of hoping that we would do Romeo and Juliet in grade 10. I thought it might help me with girls or something,
sure.
You know, to try to be romantic.
Yes.
And in fact, probably the closest we ever got was the Romeo and Juliet movie in the 90s starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes as Juliet. I think we have a clip of that, don't we, Lucas?
We do. And okay. Be warned, it's pretty terrible.
well, just play it and we'll judge for ourselves.
Everyone gets to be embarrassed.
We'll let you
youth.
Judge. The listener judge. Here we go.
For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch. And palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints lips? And holy palmers too?
Aye, a pilgrim. Lips that they must use in prayer.
Well then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou. Lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not, while my prayer's effect I take.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty steamy there.
Whoa, I tell you. It's getting hot in here, or is it just... Claire Danes and Leo DiCaprio.
It's like a little Claire Danes and a little Leo DiCaprio.
Well, isn't that the case? They're mm-hmm. quite a bit older now. They're definitely Gen Xers like me. And I will say this, though, Lucas, you say it's a terrible film. My wife is probably going to call in and give you a piece of her mind because she loves that movie.
Well,
she loves this movie.
I like the play, but the movie itself, it's just a little too much for me.
A little cringeworthy.
But, yeah.
Okay. Well, I will say this, though. Claire Danes, one show I do love, and maybe I shouldn't. This is definitely a PG-13 show, Homeland, if you've ever seen it with Claire Danes. Love that show. Love that show. And you know who else is in that show? Mandy Patinkin.
Hmm.
The guy who is of course, a famous stage actor. He's probably done some Shakespeare himself. And The Princess Bride. He's, of course, in that movie, Inigo Montoya. And that's my wife's favorite movie, Princess Bride. So there you go. Anyway, so it's like 6 degrees of, I don't know what, Bill Shakespeare. But anyways, let's get back to, was Shakespeare Catholic? All these side notes. It's Friday. We can have some fun with this.
He was very Catholic friendly. Very Catholic curious if he wasn't Catholic.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Well, so he talked about some Catholic stuff in his plays. The sixth reason in Father Longnecker's top 10 reasons why Shakespeare was Catholic is that he condemned the Tudor regime. Hamlet is a play about social disintegration, incest, madness, infertility, and murder, all of which the Catholics accused the Tudor regime of Henry VIII and Elizabeth of being all part of. So there's that. Reason number 7 in the top 10 reasons why Shakespeare was Catholic, he links social upheaval and chaos with Protestantism. All right, so if there are any Protestants listening, don't be offended by that. But Hamlet said, Hamlet and his friend Horatio are students at Wittenberg. Now, as you know, Wittenberg was the center of Protestantism. That's where Martin Luther, of course, nailed his theses on the door of the castle church at Wittenberg, and that really touched off the Protestant Revolution. Denmark is mentioned as a newly Protestant regime in Hamlet. So he's trying to make this link that the Protestant Revolution brought all kinds of chaos into society. Reason number eight why Shakespeare is Catholic, he may have visited the English College in Rome. In 2009, archivists at the Venerable English College in Rome uncovered two mysterious entries that might have been written by William Shakespeare using an alias. Because of the fact that these are dangerous times, you had to be a Catholic in secret, English Catholics would travel under assumed names, like a pen name, if you will. And Shakespeare would have known about pen names. And the dates on these entries at the English College match the time when Shakespeare's whereabouts were unknown. Nobody knew where he was. So who knows? Maybe he went to the English college in Rome. We don't know that for sure, but it could be. It could be. Reason number 9. See, this is a great mystery story. It's a great mystery. We're weaving a mystery here. Reason number 9 why Shakespeare might have been Catholic. After his retirement, Shakespeare bought a property in London as a safe house for priests. And the property that he bought was called the Blackfriars Gatehouse. And he paid an exorbitant sum for this house. And the assumption is that he bought it to keep priests safe and to have secret masses there. And finally, the last reason that Father Dwight Longnecker gives, who of course was raised as an evangelical, became an Anglican minister, and was received in the Catholic Church in 1995. Reason number 10, Shakespeare was reported to have died as a Catholic. He left almost everything in his will to his Catholic daughter, Susanna. You know how much he left to his Protestant family members? Not a penny. Not a penny. In the late 1600s, an Anglican minister wrote that Shakespeare died a papist, a loyal Catholic. Now, papist, of course, is a derogatory term that has been leveled at Catholics since Reformation times. So there you go. Was Shakespeare Catholic? I think there may be some very, very good reasons to think that. And so there you go.
Would that be so bad?
Well, no, not at all.
I think it would be great, yes.
I think it
would. I don't know why people are so... why? Well, I guess maybe the persecution was pretty intense. But boy, he sure left a lot of evidence to point to the fact that he knew a lot about Catholicism.
Yeah, absolutely. If he wasn't Catholic, he certainly disguised it very well. But yeah, it's kind of hidden in plain sight, isn't it? All this evidence on Shakespeare. So,
but what a dramatic buildup of his life, though, too. You know, it's like, well, he was the ultimate writer. He left us wondering.
he really was. Yeah, absolutely. He was so great at these mysteries and leaving clues. And so that's the mystery. And we're going to tell you about somebody that he wrote about in coded language in one of his plays, St. Edmund Campion. His story of martyrdom is incredibly inspiring. We'll share it with you after the break. It's Cale Clark Show on Friday. We'll be right back.